Hey there, I'm Matthew Foley and this is ISO Insights, where God's truth grows in the midst of current culture, renewing the mind and spirit.
Welcome to ISO Insights, the podcast that is hosted by ISO Bible College. Today we actually have President, Chancellor, the main man, boss over International School of the Word, ISO Bible College, Brian Cutshaw. So thank you for coming on, Dr. B.
Thank you. It's great to be here, yes.
And I'm pretty much going to let Dr. B take the main role, though I'm going to ask some leading questions. There's something pretty big to us that's going on here. And it began last year in 2023, in case people are listening to this far into the future. And it's the 1 Million Soul Initiative. So I just want to go off the basic general question. What is the 1 Million Soul Initiative?
So in a nutshell, the Lord gave us a mandate to win 1 million souls in 1 year. Hmm. So we call this the 1 Million Soul Initiative. So last year, we were I was on a fast, and in the middle of the fast, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, I want you to win 1 million souls. And to be honest with you, it seemed impossible. Hmm. It was like, how do I win 1 million souls? And then the Lord just began to explain how he wanted us to go about doing it. And we are actually doing it. Mm. And I have no doubt that we're going to win far more than 1 million souls in 1 year. Far wow. more. But it had to start with something I could wrap my head around. So when the Lord asked me for 1 million, it was a stretch, a huge stretch of faith. But I believe that it could be done the way he explained it to me. So we started executing that plan, and now it's grown exponentially into something that looks like it's going to be a multiple million soul harvest.
Wow. Yeah. So I know that when you received this word from the Lord, you were really praying and seeking God about what the next step for ISO and its vision was.
Yes.
And as you move forward with that, what was the first step, after God told you this, what was the first step he gave you? Okay, this is the next step you're going to take as you're on this way to this, to fulfilling this initiative.
Yes, so, you know, ISO is obviously a Bible college that specializes in, you know, seven areas of Bible teaching. And one of the things that we notice is that when we sell courses or have students register from overseas, they can't pay for it because the economy in their countries are just so far different. Yeah. So we were basically giving education away. And I was very concerned because the more our international clientele grows, our student body grows. We're now in 77 countries. Mm-hmm. This is 2024, so that changes all the time. Maybe by the time people listen to this, it's even going to be larger. But so when you start reaching people in 77 countries, you realize that you're giving a lot of education away.
Yeah.
And my concern and the part of my prayer was, and the reason for my fast was, how do we afford to do this? We're not making any money off of it, but I have a missionary heart. I want to do it. I want to help these pastors and these students around the world. So how do we do it? So that was my initial prayer. I'm seeking God, asking him, how do we go about giving these pastors and laity what they need for free when we can't afford it? So I'd never really considered the fact that ISO was anything other than a Bible college.
Yeah.
And then the Lord said, I want you to become a missions organization.
Wow.
And so I realized at that point in time that we had to start developing free content to give away as though we were a missions organization. So we've always said that ISO was affordable, ISO was accessible, and now we say ISO is affordable, accessible, and missional.
Wow.
Because we're now a missions organization for the first time. And it all started with our international audience growing. And, of course, now we have ISO Español, so we're now reaching a whole Hispanic world in their language. And we also have ISO Pakistan, which is reaching Pakistan in the Urdu language. And ISO courses are being taught now in Urdu and in Spanish now.
Wow.
So that's kind of how it all began. But the execution of this plan happened when the Lord showed me how he wanted us to do it. So in a nutshell, He told me to build an evangelism course that was very practical, one that would teach people how to do evangelism and how to win souls, and to build this course in the 5 most spoken languages of the world. Mm. So this was a new challenge for us. I mean, we're used to teaching in Spanish, but to teach in Chinese and Hindi, all of this was new for us. So what we've done essentially is we have built an evangelism course that shows a pastor how to reach at least 100 people. Now, some of these pastors are going to reach far more than 100, but to reach at least 100 people. And we're building the course in English, which is already done, Spanish, Chinese, Hindi, and French. And we're actually adding another one, which is Urdu. So we're going to actually do that to reach the Urdu speakers of the world as well.
Wow. I know that we've already filmed the English, most if not all at this point, the English courses for the course. I know recently we covered actually evangelism to children.
Yeah.
But it was pretty, you pushed for a very strong practical approach in this course as a resource. Yeah, and I want to know, so what do you feel like are the main points that ISO is going to be giving for strategies in evangelism in these different languages?
Yeah, so the purpose of this course was to be tools in their hands, not sermons in their pulpits.
Wow, yeah.
And sometimes when you preach, you know, you're giving people sermon material, and they're going to go out and motivate people and tell them why we need to fulfill the Great Commission. Mm. But I want to show them how to fulfill the Great Commission.
That's good.
So the whole reason behind this is the how to. Mm-hmm. Okay, we know we ought to evangelize, but give me some real practical ways of doing it, some things that are easy to follow, some instructional things. You know, when evangelism explosion came about years ago from a Presbyterian church, they basically said, go door to door and present the gospel this way. Mm-hmm. And when they did, millions of people were saved because they gave them a strategy, just go door to door. And then along came Elmer Towns, and the Southern Baptist movement said, no, let's try it a different way. Let's invite people into our homes and let's present the gospel in our living rooms with cottage prayer meetings and those kinds of things. And that worked. And then I don't even know who came up with this one, but then someone came along and said, let's start busing in children. This was back in the 70s. And churches started buying all these old school buses because it was practical. And they started busing in kids from the housing places. Their parents didn't come to church. Wow. And next thing you know, they're busing in the parents too. So bus ministry exploded. There was one church that had a fleet of 2,000 buses. One church.
Wow.
2,000 buses.
That's amazing.
And almost every church that was growing had a bus ministry. Well, now we don't do that anymore because, you know, a lot of insurance reasons and trust reasons and those kinds of things. So now we have to change our methods. So then everybody went to the internet and social media, and we're learning how to evangelize digitally. So this is one more very practical step that, that we can say to a pastor, this is how your people can evangelize. It's just like bus ministry and door-to-door and evangelism explosion, the Roman road. We even have our own version of the Roman road in this, where it shows you how to break down the Bible from the word gospel and share your faith.
Wow.
We show you how to share your faith in a restaurant. We show you how to share your faith to children. We show you how to share your faith on the streets. We have a course, one of the lessons talks about benevolence and everything from medical missions to, you know, meeting people where they are, finding a need and fill it, you know, those kinds of concepts. So I'm very proud of this course. It's very practical. And the best part about it is that it works. It's already started working.
Wow.
And and the people that have been teaching it.
Thank you so much for watching ISO Insights, ISO Bible College's podcast, and I wanted to let you know about something that we offer, making it easy for you to see the rest of the courses that we have sampled in our videos here on our YouTube channel. You can use our All Access Pass, which you can find more about both in the description below and at isow.org, our website. By using the All Access Pass subscription, $99 a month, will get you full access to all of our course catalogs. So please do go over and check out our All Access Pass at iso.org.
You know, Pastor Adam Bauer is one of our favorite teachers here at ISO. He's a very practical guy, but he operates a lot in spiritual gifts. He taught one of the lessons on this, and the lesson he taught was how to use divine healing as an evangelism tool. So he gives these illustrations of just going into a gas station and saying, is there anybody that needs to be healed? So I was in Walgreens last week.
Wow.
And I thought about that lesson. And there was a little lady behind the counter who was hobbling. And I thought, I'm going to try his method right now. There's another lady waiting in the line. And that lady at Walgreens behind the counter, an employee, allowed me to lay hands on her and pray for her in Walgreens just last week.
That's awesome.
And I was witnessing to the one other lady in line.
That's awesome.
And I would have never done that if I hadn't seen Adam Bauer demonstrate that.
Yeah.
And so it's just a lot of practical tools, but there's a lot of wonderful things in there. And then I think the best part is that we are going to give this away. Our goal initially was to give it away to 10,000 pastors. Mm-hmm. So if 10,000 pastors win 100 people, that's 1 million souls. Mm-hmm. But then the Lord began to connect us divinely with other organizations. So one organization is called the Go Movement. They work with 1 million churches in the world. 1 million.
Yeah.
And they're going to distribute this course for free for us.
Wow.
I mean, we're giving it away for free, too, but they're going to distribute this to 1 million churches. And the leader of the Go Movement said, Dr. Cutshaw, you realize that you were trying to train 10,000. Mm-hmm. We're going to help you train hundreds of thousands of pastors. You're not going to win 1 million souls. You're going to win multiple millions of souls.
Wow.
So this is a push for the last day harvest, man.
Since you start talking to the staff about it, I know like you had multiple different connections, people you had connections with ministers within the underground church in China.
Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about that? I know in India too, I think.
Yeah. And so some of these people, you can't name their names on social media or the internet because they could get put in prison. But one of my contacts is with one of the strongest leaders in the underground church of China that works with around 2 million people in the underground church. This one leader does. And so he is going to be, you know, they're desperate for training. These pastors are desperate for training. So he's very excited. He said to me, he said, your goal is way too small. We will win. He said, we can win 1 million people just in China.
Hallelujah.
Well, then I started talking to brothers in India, and they said, oh, Dr. Cutshaw, we can win 1 million in India all by ourselves if we have the tools. Now, India is a place that's very special in my heart. I've actually helped to train 5,000 church planters in India.
Wow.
So I already have a network in place through that, that I can give this course away to 5,000 pastors just in my own connection without going through these organizations. So I think, Matthew, the thing that has thrilled me the most is how once I said yes to God, all of these doors started opening.
Wow.
Yeah, so I know that you love Hebrew, and so if the glory of the Lord, if the knowledge of the glory of God is going to cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, the word kabod or kavod, it's according to how you say the V in Hebrew, the four letters that spell out this word about the glory of God talks about the weight of God's glory. But if you break down every letter, you know, every Hebrew letter has a symbol. And so if you break down the kaf, you know, the first letter, it's the hand. And then the next letter is the tent.
Yeah.
The next letter is a nail. And the next letter is an open door. And And it's the word glory that shows how God comes down and visits us. But if you look at this, God says, I'm going to reach down and touch you. And then you're going to take the cross, and it's going to open the door to the world, because wow. It's four letters. Four is the number of the earth. And of course, you know, in gematria, every Hebrew letter has an equivalent numeric value.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so if you look at the numeric value of the word glory, it basically says God is going to come down and touch you through the message of Christ. He's going to open a door to the world.
Wow.
Just one word, glory, explains everything we're doing here. And so what's interesting is that once I said yes to God, it was like the glory of God came down and touched ISO and touched me and my heart and made me. I'm so passionate about it. That's why I don't mean to do all the talking today.
No, you're fine. Yeah.
No, because I know this is you're the one who does the interviews, but I'm so passionate about this because I know it's happening. I know it's going to be done.
Yeah.
I mean, just in my own life right now, in the past 2 months, not 1 week has gone by that I haven't led someone to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I've already led 5 people to the Lord just this week.
Praise God.
Just this week.
Wow.
And so it's something that is, it's happening. And just when you get passionate about it, but for the past 2 months, there hasn't been a single week went by that I didn't at least lead 3 to 5 people to the Lord every single week. And it's something we know we should be doing, but once you get ignited, so that touch of God on your life, it causes you to do what you know you should be doing. Mm-hmm. And there's some people who haven't won a person to the Lord ever, and many in years. And so if you can do it if you can do 5 in a week and do it every week, it's really not that hard. We just gotta get passionate about it again.
You know, I've known over the time I've been at ISO, we've had a focus on, we're building our academics. We want to be an established institution. I think it's amazing because, you know, we are different than a lot of Bible colleges because we're fully online and we have a medium where we're trying to, we fast track a lot of things. We've created a system that we can get a lot done quickly.
Yes.
But a part of that is there's a lot of freedom of what are we going to do next. So one thing that I think about is I deal with a lot of the comments on YouTube.
Right.
One thing that I come across, not a ton, you know, because this would be the first time I've talked to you about it. I don't want to overly concern you. But sometimes people will be like, what's up with the giving commercials? And they'll mention the 99 for the 99 a month for All Access Pass. And they'll be like, is this, they think it's just a personal ministry. But I have to communicate to people. This is a school, and there was one lady, I responded to her, and she was talking about, why are you taking Perry Stone stuff? And I'd be like, well, actually, we do have the rights. This was filmed for the school. So I was explaining that to her, but then I explained who ISO was and that it was a missional organization and that it provided training for pastors at very low prices. And she was like, really? Oh, my word. And I gave her the link to it. She said, I'm going to check this link out. But the perception... Thank you, Jesus. Well, what am I trying to say there? There's a perception these days, and I see that we have such a missional culture. We have a culture that's ripe for reaching out to people. We have a method that is going to do very well over the internet, over the medium of the internet to train pastors.
Right.
So it's like we've been in waiting. We've been percolating for years waiting for this opportunity.
Yeah. Well, obviously, the Lord has set us up for this even before we knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I love those divine interventions and those divine setups. You know, I've always said that destiny is where preparation meets opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're stepping into a destiny. My personal view is that Jesus is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
My personal view is that we have a very, very short window now before the rapture. That's my view.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of people that have stopped believing in the rapture, and the Bible said that would happen. I mean, that's why we have the parable of the wise virgins and the foolish virgins.
Yeah.
They're all virgins. Mm-hmm. They all have a lamp, but some of them have stopped looking for the bridegroom. Well, I want to be one of those with my lamp trimmed and looking for him. I believe he's going to return. So I think as we near the finish line, that this is the heart of God. It's not good enough for me anymore just to be ready to meet the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's so selfish.
Mm-hmm.
I can't just say, come, Lord Jesus, because I'm ready. Mm. And I know all these people that are lost.
Yeah.
You know, I prayed just today with a young man that fell off of a roof 40 feet.
Wow.
Who doesn't know the Lord. Just wow. This morning, I already prayed for him. And he fell off of a 40, and he may never walk again.
Mm-hmm.
But he can walk in heaven again.
Come on.
Because this has created an opportunity to pray with him.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't have been there otherwise. So for me, you know, ministry is real. It's not about who you are or your title. It's about what you do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many people calling themselves a minister who never minister. Mm-hmm. Unless somebody else says, come over here and do this. Ministers, it's in your blood. It's mm-hmm. It's how you breathe. It's how you think. It's how you feel. It's mm-hmm. your everyday life. You minister in every room you walk into. Mm-hmm. You minister with every day that's been given to you. You minister to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's opportunities everywhere for this. But I think as we get closer to the coming of the Lord, we have to realize that we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm.
We have a short window. So do I want to go to heaven? Yes. But I don't want to just go by myself. I really believe hell is real.
Yeah.
And I believe heaven is real. And if we stop talking about the rapture and we stop talking about hell and we just drink the Kool-Aid and think church is just a feel-better place.
Mm.
It's a therapeutic, mm-hmm. just feel good. Nobody's going to listen to you if you get on their toes a little bit. We're really missing
yeah.
something.
That's good.
Because we just got a handful of people that's going to drink from the holy water fountain and mm-hmm. just, you know, a little sip every now and then and go on to heaven.
Yeah.
While our neighborhoods are dying,
come on.
Our country's dying, we got
yeah.
sin running rampant everywhere. We can change that.
Yeah.
We've been given the power of the Holy Spirit to change that.
Mm-hmm.
If Jesus can turn the world upside down with 12 disciples, if the Salvation Army can invade India with 4 people,
come on.
They yeah. showed up. They were expecting an army. And when the Salvation Army got off the ship in India, they sent 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They turned it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
We're not alone. But God's not going to bless something we're not doing.
Yeah, that's right.
God only blessed it. So I think for me, when I gave God my yes to win 1 million souls, he said, okay, I got you now.
Mm.
And we're going to win multiple millions.
Hallelujah.
And that's what ministry is about. I think that's the heart of ISO. You know, our motto here is to connect the word with the world. Man, how much better to connect the word with the world than we're going to mm-hmm. be giving this course away to. Our goal was 10,000 pastors. It's going to be much more than that now.
Mm-hmm.
And winning millions of people, you can't connect the word any better than that.
Come on. And I can't think of a better close to this whole demonstration. So is there anything else, though, that you wanted to mention about the Million Soul Initiative to those that are hearing it, that are interested, that want to know how to get connected with
no,
it?
No, absolutely. So all you have to do is to go to iso.org. And there's a landing page there. We're still working on this. The English version is done. And hopefully by next week, you can go there right now and start taking these courses in English. We're working right now on filming all the other 4 languages, 5 if you count the Urdu language as well. But this is something we want to give you for free. There's no gimmick. There's no financial obligation. Just go to iso.org. And even if you can't find it, search Million Soul Initiative. Start taking these courses. But more than anything, start evangelizing.
Mm.
Start changing lives around you. So to me, that's the best thing they can do is just mm-hmm. go do it.
Wow.
Let's quit talking
yeah.
about it. And let's start winning souls.
Thank you so much, Pastor, Dr., Professor Cutshalt, for coming on.
And friend.
Yeah, absolutely, and friend. I do hope that you will check this out and that you will let the God of the universe fill you with his Holy Spirit and ignite that passion in you and in all of us to be able to reach out and see the world changed, because that's what he came for, is to save the world. The Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost. So thank you so much, and I hope you will catch us again on ISO Insights.